This is Talk of the Rock with your host, Kayla DeRoche, and today we have a couple of things on the roster. First, we're talking about an upcoming March for Respect, which is called Choose Respect. And then we have a group of organizers of a theater performance related very closely to improv, and they can tell us more about that in approximately 10 to 15 to 20 minutes, depending on Julie's content here. And Julie Beeler is one of the organizers of Choose Respect. She is one of the coordinators. Why don't you tell us a little bit about this march, Julie?
Yeah, great. Well, Kayla, thank you so much for having me on this afternoon. Happy to be here. So the Kodiak Chooses Respect Coalition does an annual March for Respect. And this is actually, Choose Respect is a big organization that's actually nationwide. But every year we do our own march in Kodiak. And that's going to be on March 30th. The march is in March. It's kind of a fun way to remember it. It's on March 30th. And we're going to be starting at noon at the Shunack Tribal Building. The march will go for about an hour. So we're going to be doing a route downtown, I think up Mill Bay and then across kind of Rezanoff is our plan right now. And then following the march, we are going to have a resource fair, which I'm really excited about. It's brand new this year. And so we're going to have nonprofit organizations come and just kind of share with us about their services that they offer. And just a time to kind of see what's in Kodiak, because there is a lot of services in Kodiak that people are not aware of. And we're also going to have free lunch for anybody that comes. So kind of what the whole march is about, I guess, which was your original question, it is about just raising awareness for different forms of discrimination. And, you know, we're focusing on victims of sexual assault and domestic violence, but also, you know, child abuse and bullying and sexism and ageism and, you know, substance abuse issues. So just a wide range of issues that are everywhere, you know, and are prevalent in our town as well. And so just raising awareness about those and showing people, you know, that we do care and we want to respect all people at a base level, but also that there is services for people who have survived, you know, these situations or who are going through these situations and just need someone, you know, there for them.
What can you tell us about the presence of domestic violence and sexual assault in our community?
Yeah. So according to the Alaska Victimization Survey in 2015, they haven't done one since then, but in 2015, about 59% of women living in Alaska have experienced intimate partner or sexual violence throughout their lifetime. That's a pretty high number. That's almost, you know, very close to 60%. And I think especially, you know, living in rural Alaska, we do have that prevalence here of domestic violence, of sexual assault, but a lot of times there's a stigma that people don't want to talk about it, you know, and survivors have a hard time coming forward and sharing their story and getting, you know, the services that they need and the help and the support, because it can be a very shameful experience. And there's a lot of trauma that's involved with someone who's been a survivor of sexual assault and domestic violence. And so we really want to raise, like I said, just raise awareness that this is an issue. You don't know, your next door neighbor could be facing this, you know, the person that you sit at next to the coffee shop, like many, and not just, it's not just limited to women. Many men have also experienced this. So it is a really big issue. And it's something we just want to kind of point a light towards it and say, hey, you know, everybody deserves respect regardless of their situation, regardless of where they've come from, what they're going through, any of these issues. And so this march, I'm really excited because it's open for anybody in the community. And I think we need more of that in Kodiak. We need people to come forward and say, hey, like, we realize that there are individuals struggling with this, and we realize these are issues in our community, these are issues in our world, and let's talk about it. Let's come together and raise awareness about it and just show support.
And so after the march, some of the resources in the community will be available
Yes.
So some of the representatives from those organizations will be able to speak to some of the marchers and maybe someone who's seeking help.
Absolutely, yeah. So we're going to have a bunch of different nonprofits there. Threshold's going to be there, which I'm really excited about. Stephanie has been doing a great job in our community. She's the new director, for anybody that doesn't know. She's been doing an awesome job about raising awareness just about recycling and things like that. But her employees, several of them have mental illness or mental disabilities. And so it's going to be great to have individuals there as well. So we just want to represent everybody in the community, you know. But we're also going to have the counseling center is going to be there. So we'll have some resources to talk about, you know, school counseling if you have a child that's dealing with bullying or some issues within the school. We're hoping to get the Salvation Army there as well. We'll have some information on Brother Francis Shelter. We'll have some information from the mission, some packets about stuff that they do. And of course, KWRCC, who is heading up this whole thing, they'll have information there as well about services that they have. Like I said earlier, I think people just don't realize we have a wide variety of services on the island. There is a huge network of nonprofits. And so I'm really excited. I think at this point we have about a dozen so far, and we have more organizations that we've been calling. So I'm really excited just to have those people represented and have people come and just see what's out there. We're also hoping to get the high school kids involved. I'm working right now to see that we can, kind of get them excused a few minutes early from classes so they can join. But in previous years, we've had them kind of march with us, which is great to have youth involved in this as well, because it does affect everyone.
What does KWRCC stand for?
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, KWRCC is the Kodiak Women's Resource Crisis Center. They, help women that are struggling with domestic violence or sexual assault or just need a safe place to go and need services for themselves or their children. They do great things throughout the community. At Christmas time, they gave out gifts to moms that couldn't provide, gifts to their kids or to, people that were just struggling. Sometimes when you're trying to meet basic needs, the furthest thing from your mind is doing these extra things like gift giving and that kind of stuff. So they do so many good things in the community. Beth Davis, who unfortunately couldn't be here today, she's out of town this week traveling, but she is the main coordinator for this event, I've started helping out with it or getting excited about it because I'm very passionate about domestic violence, and so I heard about this march, and I kind of started going to meetings and getting involved, and I actually didn't even know this was an annual thing we do in Kodiak, but I was really excited when I found out about it, and we're just hoping that every year it gets bigger and bigger, so we're hoping, that we have really high numbers in the march, and people don't have to come to both. If someone just wants to come to the march, that's great. If they just want to come to the fair, that's great, or they can come to both, so...
What were the numbers last year?
I think we had about 30 to 40 people that actually marched last year. But the resource fair is something brand new that we just decided to implement. So I'm hopeful, though, that we can get, maybe anywhere from 70 to 100 marchers this year would be my goal. We're really trying to advertise this event to people because... it is good for everyone to be aware and to come support something that does affect so many different areas and so many different social issues.
I feel like the Women's March kind of gave us a perspective about numbers as far as Kodiak's marching numbers go. Maybe 40 is quite substantial, mm-hmm. and just a few people is not that big. Then 300 plus is massive.
Mm-hmm.
So that was that's the number of people who showed up for the Women's March.
Yeah, you're right. So I think that it's been good because I feel like since the Women's March, there's kind of been this momentum growing. And so a couple of weeks ago, they had another march for, right to, to life.
And the March for Life.
Yes, the March for Life. Thank you. I couldn't think of the exact what they were titling it as. But the March for Life was a couple of weeks ago. And now we have this march coming up. And so I think since the Women's March, people are starting to kind of speak up and get out of their comfort zones and be like, I can be a part of something that's bigger than myself. And I do have a voice about these issues that are affecting me, but also my neighbors. So.
And part of the message behind the Women's March was trying to encourage action and get women into powers, into situations of power and being able to be leaders in their mm-hmm. community. So is there some kind of goal that organizers have for this march to encourage change?
I think absolutely, yeah. I think one goal would just to be, get, like you said, from the Women's March, getting people to step up and be leaders and get more involved. I would love to see more people be involved with our nonprofit organizations. You can volunteer. A lot of times organizations can always use help. Just even calling someone. I know with the Crisis Pregnancy Center, they can always use a tremendous amount of help, and just these different organizations that have behind-the-scenes things. So I think that would be one goal. And another goal is to just, again, show people the services that we do provide and we do offer, and to just bring light to some of these issues and to get people, I think, really just talking about it and talking about sharing their story and sharing maybe a friend's story and kind of just all of us coming together. And, you know, respect is, we talk about respect all the time, right? That's a base level thing. But really, what does respect mean? And what does it look like? And what would it look like for people to be respecting each other and to be treating each other well? And I think, you know, we want to see that change. We want to see more respect in Kodiak and teaching kids that, you know, it does start with, you know, treat others how you want to be treated. But that's really where it does all start. So.
Right. And something else that you mentioned before was men do experience domestic violence mm-hmm. as well.
Correct.
And there's a lot of taboo against that. Mm-hmm. People are afraid to bring it up. They're afraid to be laughed at because that can be the response sometimes.
Correct.
So what are the resources available to men? Because I know that KWRCC is available to women.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I would say many of the same resources. Obviously, KWRCC, like you said, is a women's resource center. But, you know, at the counseling center, we do offer services for anyone in the community. So I would say that's a big one. Within our schools, if we've had children, you know, or teens, like males that have experienced sexual assault, they can go to a counselor and talk to them about that. I'm trying to think of some other ones. I know Salvation Army has been great with helping people with this as well. And not only just sexual assault, but also substance abuse. There's many, many resources in town for that. We have, you know, an Al-Anon group and an AA group, and a lot of different of our church groups do recovery programs. Obviously, the counseling center, we have a substance abuse program. So I would say there are definitely resources for men as well. But you're right, that is a huge stigma. That is a really big stigma. And so, again, part of this is just raising awareness about the stigmas and also, you know, getting people to kind of open up and start talking about these issues and be public about it. So
you mentioned that the counseling center is one yeah. resource available. Mm-hmm. So say that you're a person who's suffering domestic violence. Mm-hmm. What's the cost behind that service? Do you need mm-hmm. insurance? Like, what's open to someone who may not have insurance or something like that?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a big can of worms. It would definitely depend on specifically what services you needed. When people come to the counseling center, they do intake paperwork, they do an assessment to kind of see what they need, and then it'll go from there. So just depending on the time, I mean, I couldn't give you exact numbers as far as cost, because it really just depends, you know, if you need individual counseling, if you need family counseling, if you're going into a specific program within the counseling center. But obviously, we welcome everyone, and we will work with you, you know, on paying for things, just so you get the help that you need.
That's through Providence?
That is through Providence. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you familiar with any services Canna might offer?
I'm not really well, I guess I should say I'm somewhat familiar. I know Canna has a wide variety of programs. Of course, they have WIC, Women, Infant, Children. They do have a Parenting with Love and Limits, which is helping families, you know, parents that might be struggling with raising kids and not really knowing, you know, how to parent well. So kind of teaching the parameters of that. They also have a domestic violence program, and they also have substance abuse treatment program. So they offer a wide range as well. I couldn't give you a lot of specifics about that since I don't work for CANA, but I do know that they have a vast array of programs as well. So, you know, someone, but between Providence and CANA, I would say we could definitely get someone in for services, you know, where they need it. So,
yeah. What about any nonprofits who might be interested in joining in on the resource fair? Do they need to fit a certain criteria?
Yeah, there really is no criteria for the nonprofit organizations. We've had people approach us that I haven't even, you know, necessarily heard of, like new nonprofits that are, you know, starting, which is wonderful. So basically we will have tables and chairs there for you. So all you would need to bring as a nonprofit is just whatever, you know, pamphlets you have or activities or whatever you normally would bring, to a booth or table. And then that is going to be in, the Shunack Tribal Building. It's going to be in that downstairs area. And so, like I said earlier, the march is from 12 to 1 and then the resource fair is directly after that. So, if a nonprofit is interested, if anybody is, in getting involved in this, you can contact Beth Davis. Her email is kwrcc.outreach@gmail.com. And just shoot her an email and say, hey, I heard about this, you know, and I want to have a booth. I want to share what I have. We'd be more than happy to have you. As I said, right now we have about a dozen organizations, but you know, we can house up to 20 or 25 in that space. Beth can also be reached at 486-6171. You can also email me. My name is Julie. My email is julie.beeler@providence.org. So you can send me an email as well if you're interested. But we are encouraging, if you have, you know, a heart for any of these areas, or you want to get involved and you're excited about this, we would love to have you, even just as a participant in the march. You don't have to be a nonprofit organization. You don't have to have any type of credentialing or anything like that just to join us for the march and come check out the resource fair. So.
All right. Julie Beeler, thank you so much for joining us. That march is on March 30th, so you can join at noon.
Yes, noon at the Shunack Tribal Building will be when the actual march is.
Mm-hmm. All right, great. So we're going to transfer to a little bit of jazz music so that we can get our guests in. Our next guests are members of the Kodiak Lions Club and Fairwind Players, and they'll be talking about Foulwind Improv Theater. It's a performance coming up.
Thank you so much, Kayla.
All right, thank you.
Someone to hold me tight, that would be very nice. Someone to love me right, that would be very nice. Someone to understand each little dream in me. Someone to take my hand and be a team with me. So nice, life would be so nice if one day I'd find someone who would take my hand and samba through life with me. Someone to cling to me, stay with me right or wrong. Someone to sing to me some little samba song. Someone to take my heart and give his heart to me. Someone who's ready to give love a start with me. Oh,
You're listening to Talk of the Rock again, and we have a few individuals with us here today. We have Mike Wall, who is my boss and also a member of Fairwind Players. We have Jared Griffin, who is a member of Fairwind Players as well. And then we have Bug Cassidy, who is a lion, a Kodiak lion. So they're here. Thank you. They're here. We need more sound effects in our daily life. Yes. Every time I say anything that's a noun, I want you to make a sound effect for it.
Bing.
So they're here to talk about Foulwind Improv Theater. Can someone explain to me what that is?
That would be Jared.
Oh, okay. this year for Kodiak Lions Club Dinner, Fairwind Players, we have put together something called Foulwind Improv Theater. It is members of Fairwind and some theater students from the college and some improv performers from around town. We got together. We created a little group called Foulwind Improv Theater, where we get up on stage, and by taking suggestions from the audience, we create little short plays. Hilarious, hilarious, hilarious short plays.
O-U or W-L?
What? Oh, yes. We're not chickens.
Foul.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, that's right. You were a chicken last night. You were, oh, no, well, Brian was a chicken. Last night. Foul.
As in a stinky wind.
Exactly.
And not a kind
exactly.
of a hen.
Yes.
Or anything
it,
like that.
It implies flatulence.
We are a stinky wind.
And I'm sure that you'll have lots of words you'll play off of and actions.
Yes.
And so what does it look like when you get onto that stage? What's your prompt?
We have many. We play about, 15, we'll play with about 15, 16 different scenarios. We'll take relationship suggestions from the audience, locations, sometimes just a random word, and incorporate them into the stories that we tell.
Okay, and so I knew that I liked this when I heard dinner theater. So what's the dinner aspect of this theater?
And that would be me. So, first of all, I think it's important to realize that it's a showcase for KHS students. Here's an opportunity for them to kind of show the real world or be put in a real world situation where they're cooking. It's going to be the KHS Culinary Arts group going to be providing the meals, as well as the Red Hot KHS Jazz Band who will be providing the music. So it's really an evening of dining and dancing. Put on by the Kodiak Lions.
Okay, and so those are the students of Chef Sam Mann at the
Kodiak
High School.
And we've used them any number of dinner theaters, and they really provide a nice meal.
Yeah, I know Chef Sam is pretty passionate about cooking and leading kids in that art. So what kind of food will be served?
Yeah, so the fare, I'm not certain of everything, but it's important to state that the seafood is being donated by Ocean Beauty Seafoods, who have been a great supporter of Kodiak Lions Club Dinner Theaters in the past.
Okay, and what's the cost behind this event?
So the cost is $35 a piece. Again, it's an evening of dining and dancing and really having students display their talents to the community and then the community enjoying an evening of entertainment.
Okay, and what kind of dancing? How will people get involved?
You know, it's jazz dancing, so, you know, I'll defer to Bob Brody, who's usually the person who leads the charge out on the dance floor.
Okay, and I know he mentioned something about swing, and I'm not sure that's involved anymore, but I heard swing, and that also got my attention, much like the dinner aspect.
You know, I'm a student of the 60s, so I just go out there and jiggle. So
yeah.
If he can do the
I've
swing,
seen dancing, bud, and that's not it.
Mike, I'm going to put you on the spot. What's your involvement in the theater?
I've been a Fairwinds Player Arts Council member for many years, and Fairwinds has partnered up with the Rotary Club and the Lions Club to do dinner theaters for years. Last year, we did a dinner theater with the Lions Club and presented the first play of Andy Ozol's career as a writer, which was The Mermaid of Hannon Rock. Hmm. He wrote another one, and we frankly didn't have enough. It wasn't good timing for us to get it cast to be able to do the second play, which is called The King of Kodiak. So Jared and I kind of brainstormed a few weeks ago and said, you know, we've got people that are available to do this Andy Ozol's play, but not until May. What can we come up with in the interim to still have a dinner theater? Because it is an important source of revenue for the culinary kids and the jazz band. And Jared just happens to have been working with some kids who have been doing some improv for a while. Brianna Gibbs with the Arts Council has also started a number of improv classes over on Thursday nights that's open to the public. And the Arts Council has also been teaching ballroom dancing, swing dancing, waltzes, salsa. Foxtrot, salsa. So it's a great opportunity for people in the community who like to go out and support the arts, hear the jazz band, eat some food, and listen to some good entertainment to do improv.
Hmm.
Well, and then Jared kind of talked me into being in the improv group, so
you,
I'm sort of an
do...
elder statesman for these folks.
Yes, Mike Wall will be up on stage.
You'll be doing improv, Mike, at this dinner theater?
I believe I might be.
Well, ooh, I believe I might get a ticket then. I might be investing.
Oh, yes.
Hey, Griffin, tell us a little bit about your work with kids and teaching improv. Or...
Oh, goodness. I've been doing improv since high school, but I teach a theater class at the college. And for the first few weeks of the class, we go over acting techniques, but we also kind of focus on improv and improvising sketches and scenes and playing some different kinds of theater games. And I've been doing that every year for, I guess, 5 or 6 years now. And so most of those students kind of move off on to other things. But every year they always say, we need to do this outside of class. We need to find a venue. And this opportunity came up, and now we're even talking with Brianna and her group about, yeah, how can we make this a regular staple of Kodiak, the entertainment circuit?
Yeah, well, she would be a great source for that because she is behind Galley Tables, which has become a huge thing here.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like something we haven't seen before, the amount of success that's gotten over the last few years.
Right.
And so we have exactly 1 minute left. So why don't you tell us a little bit about when and where and all those details?
Okay, so probably important to let folks know that you can purchase your tickets at Associated Island Brokers, a Vision Clinic, Residential Mortgage, and here at KMXT. It's really a great event. Kodiak folks really turn out for these dinner theaters. They're always popular and generally sold out, so I would urge folks to get their tickets as soon as they can. It will be held at the Kodiak Convention Center, Kodiak Harbor Convention Center.
So. Which means there's a bar.
Oh, yes.
Which is extremely important.
Very important. For improv. Very important.
So there's going to be dancing. There's going to be...
Liquor.
Liquor.
That's
there's
for the listeners
food.
As well as the presenters.
Yeah.
That might help us.
It sounds like
some of
it's
our performers
be...
are underage, so...
Oh.
Not liquor
you
for
get
everyone.
A bottle of nitrous.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Thank you guys so much for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
So much.